your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earl.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after the body of another man was found at a house in Medway. Nicola has the details for KMFM.
Well, police and forensic teams have been at the property in Kinross Close today and scouring a nearby footpath. Officers were first called yesterday evening following concerns for the welfare of a person inside the house. They discovered the body of a 59-year-old and have told KMFM they're investigating the circumstances surrounding the death. A 46-year-old from the town is in custody.
This is KMFM News.
Eurozone leaders have reached a unanimous agreement for a third bailout package for Greece after all-night talks. It includes a new €50 billion fund to help top up bank reserves. The deal now has to pass Greece's parliament by Wednesday. Estonian Prime Minister Taavi Roivas denies Greece has been humiliated by the reforms, though.
Most of those things that Greece has committed themselves voluntarily to do right now have been done in most of our countries without any external pressure. These are things that need to be done not so much for Brussels or other European countries, but for the country itself.
A man's due to be sentenced today after a knife attack on a rough sleeper in Medway. A 40-year-old man who'd been living in a tent on the Great Lines in Gillingham suffered multiple stab wounds in August last year. 34-year-old Stephen Nolan from Canterbury Street in Gillingham denied attempted murder but admitted wounding with intent. A woman's died in hospital 2 weeks after being hit by a car near Kent's cricket ground in Canterbury. The 71-year-old was taken to a London hospital after being hit by a Mercedes as Kent played Australia on the 27th of June.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP's told KMFM urgent questions need to be answered after a fire destroyed 16 homes in Canterbury. The blaze quickly spread through the timber-framed building at the old tannery estate in the city centre just over a week ago. Julian Bray wants building inspectors to look into the home's design to prevent similar fires.
My concern is that looking at the speed with which this fire spread, I've written to ask NHBC whether or not they're satisfied that sufficient account is taken of protection against fire in modern design.
The people who want to build a massive entertainment complex in North Kent have bought the first bits of land they need for the project. 18 acres of the site in Swanscombe has been sold to the developer of London Paramount, who eventually need almost 300 acres of the peninsula. It's hoped the £3.2 billion theme park and hotels will be open by Easter 2020. Five people, including two children and a seven-month-old baby, have been rescued after the dinghy they were in broke down off the Isle of Sheppey. Whitstable Lifeboat was called to the six-foot inflatable about three quarters of a mile off Laysdown yesterday afternoon. And Prince William is back to work as an emergency helicopter pilot and has already been called out. He's flying for East Anglia Air Ambulance and will donate his salary to charity. The Duke of Cambridge says he's happy to be juggling fatherhood, royal duties and his new job.
Very, very happy to be here. First day, nerves. But starting off on a wet Cambridge day, but very much looking forward to getting started. It's been a long time coming, a lot of training, a lot of effort, a lot of people with patience, but we're here now and really looking forward to getting started and doing the job.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and the start of Kent's latest game in the county championship has been delayed because of the rain. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, Kent have travelled to take on Surrey at the Oval. It follows their victory in the T20 Blast yesterday, which has secured their place in the quarter-finals. Football, and it looks like Liverpool's Raheem Sterling will become the most expensive English footballer ever. Reports suggest Manchester City have agreed to pay a fee of £49 million for the 20-year-old after having two previous bids rejected. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic believes he can get even better after winning the Wimbledon Men's Singles Trophy for the third time. The world number one now has 9 Grand Slam titles, having beaten Roger Federer in yesterday's final in 4 sets. Djokovic says he won't stop trying to improve.
I'm going to keep going. I'm 28. I feel good. I don't feel old. I have hopefully many more years in front of me. I'm going to try to push my own limits and see how far I can go, really, with titles and with myself and playing on this high level.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.